I'm Kathy Dawes now, along with Captain Josh Kyle, Riley County Police Department. Always look forward to these visits with Riley County Police, kind of give an update of what's going on around town, and that's always nice for folks to hear. 537-1350, if you care to comment or ask a question of Captain Kyle, toll free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN, and I'm just glancing. It looks like you pulled out something having to do with Boys and Girls Club, so why don't we lead off with that?
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, every time I get a chance, I'd like to talk about some of the local organizations that we have in town that help kids. And of course, one of them is Boys and Girls Club. I became aware of Boys and Girls Club while I was doing some research, and I found out that they have a really good evidence base that shows that kids who get involved in the program are far more likely to graduate from high school. And we know that kids that graduate from high school are far more likely to have greater life success and avoid crimes and those other things. So we made the decision as an organization to partner with Boys and Girls Club and get active with them. And they recently had a ribbon cutting ceremony over at Northview School. They have 9 different sites right now, and that's their 9th site. And so they're heavily involved in a lot of the local elementary schools. They also have a strong presence in Walmego and, of course, the 2 middle schools as well.
Well, and that's wonderful to hear, too. And I know I had a chance to talk to Detective Brian Johnson. I know the Hair for the Holidays
Absolutely.
Is starting November 1st, another thing that's geared toward kids. But it has to be, when you work with some of these young people, I mean, talk about some of the experiences of getting to know them a little bit better.
Well, yeah, I think one of the things that you find is that we all come from different backgrounds, and not everybody has exactly the same experiences that we do growing up. And sometimes kids find themselves in situations where it can be very difficult to basically be mentored, essentially have someone that they can look up to or someone that helps them out with things like schoolwork after hours or helps them between those hours where school ends and parents come home from school or from work. And another thing, too, a program that we really like a lot is Big Brothers Big Sisters. We were involved with them this summer. They had a fishing clinic over at Annenberg Park. And they also have a decent research base as well. It shows that kids that are involved with a big, is what they call them, are more likely to have greater life success, handle life's pressures better, less likely to resort to violence or anger when they're dealing with difficult situations.
Now, I know when I talked to Detective Johnson that the Cops and Kids program, that's been going on for over a decade, and Hair for the Holidays, I think about 4, but you've always had a good relationship with young people, I think, but this really sounds like an extra effort the last couple of years. I think you've been involved in some of these.
Yeah, it's a conscious decision to get involved with programs that are already successful in the community. And I think that's a model that we're going to see into the future. Rather than police or any governmental organization trying to come up with a new program in and of themselves, and there's a lot of good ones out there, why not partner with a group that's already doing things and are successful? You've got, you know, with Big Brothers Big Sisters and Boys and Girls Club, they're part of a large national organization. They have a strong local presence. They're well respected. And then they have evidence-based programs. And that's a huge part of the element, too, is rather than trying to reinvent the wheel or come up with something that's for the police department alone, which is very difficult to implement and very difficult to assess whether or not it's successful, they've already done all those things. So by partnering with them, we have the opportunity to get involved in programs that are already successful. One of the things that we did with Boys and Girls Club that was very successful and as part of a national campaign is we had youth come in, especially teenagers, and they cast a panel of RCPD officers any question that they wanted, and they asked tough questions because, you know, kids, they have no filters. They'll ask you anything. And so they asked this panel some very difficult questions. But that interaction is critical, you know, because now cops are no longer those scary guys that you see in the cars every once in a while. Now they can see us as people, which is what we are, of course, and talking openly about all these issues we're dealing with as a community.
And just out of curiosity, I don't know if any questions come to mind. As you say, I used to do some programming with young people, too. Mm-hmm. I was very involved clear back in the olden days when child abuse and Happy Bear and some of the things kids would ask about sexual abuse type cases. But, I mean, were there just some of the questions that did come up that maybe surprised you a little bit from the kids?
They'll look you straight in the eye and say, is there racism at the police department? I mean, that's an interesting question to get asked point blank, and to be able to answer that question or to address that question, I think is very valuable.
In fact, you know, you just brought that up, which made me think of your last law board meeting. Looks like we have a phone call, though. Let's
okay.
go straight to the phone call, and welcome to In Focus with Captain Josh Kyle, Riley County Police Department. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Morning.
About 2 directors back came to town and said we were going to start exercising community policing. Well, that never happened. Apparently somebody now has decided to do that. I think it's a great idea. And when you just mentioned that we need to start these youth out liking the officers instead of thinking it's the big bad guy in the cop car. I don't like the word cops. I wish people quit saying cops because you're police officers. And I think that if we start them out in kindergarten and all the way through, pretty soon we'll be there. We'll have it. So I commend you for what you're doing. I know you have a long history with law enforcement from your granddad and your father, and you're doing a great job. I'll hang up, and thanks for what you do. Good day.
And thank you for the phone call.
Well, thanks.
Community policing, and you have been very, and of course, in today's day and age, probably even more crucial than ever before with some of the things going on in our world.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. That's a great, great subject. Community policing is a term that's been around for quite some time. And, of course, it received a tremendous amount of funding in the 90s. And we saw some good results of that. I don't know if you talked before about the police training officer program. It's a problem-solving training program. An officer comes out of the academy. They're put with a senior officer. We've been doing that kind of training for years. But what's different about the police training officer program was the style of teaching. What happens in the car is teaching officers problem solving in connection with community. The only way you're going to get through field training is if you solve problems that you're given and at the same time finish a project where you have to make contact with community members and they essentially inventory a neighborhood. That was born out of that era. But one of the problems with community policing, it was something that wasn't ever well defined. Some agencies viewed community policing as not much more as smiling and waving at the community or showing up for community meetings. And so they created a lot of questions inside police departments about what does it really mean to be a community policing agency? And also, how do you know whether or not you're being successful? One of the things that we do know is that problem solving is a huge part of that. And I just recently came back from the Problem-Oriented Policing Conference, again, born out of that whole era of community policing and Herman Goldstein and all that. And one of the things we actually presented at that conference, because we have a program called Operation ARC, and I know I've talked about that before, it's a traffic enforcement or at least accident reduction strategy designed around talking to the community, finding out what you think the priorities are, what should we be focusing on when we're out addressing traffic concerns, and then taking a look at our own accident data and combining the two and focusing in on those things that actually can reduce accidents.
Apparently, Mitch has something from the other room here.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question. I've got mixed feelings about it. It all depends on the context, and it all depends upon what you mean by it. I call cops cops, and there's a lot of programs called cops. I mean, the cops office exists. It's a federal program initially as part of the funding in the 90s for community policing and problem solving. So to me, the term cop really is not a negative or derogatory. But I also understand some people's feelings that they view it as too informal. They feel as though a police officer should be referred to as a police officer, and that's the appropriate term. Another thing that happens that's kind of funny is as you move up in the organization, your titles change, but people continue to call you officers. Well, actually, that's a title, and yet it's kind of like being a colonel in the Army and being called soldier. You know, yeah, we're all soldiers, or in my case, yeah, we're all cops, we're all officers. So I actually take pride in being called an officer or a cop, even though my title is captain, because at the core of what we do, we're all officers.
Well, and we've been talking all morning about hair for the holidays with cops and kids,
mm-hmm.
and that it somehow cops and kids has a better ring than police officers and kids. I don't know. I just throw that out there for whatever it's worth. Point's well taken, though. And by the way, I have not even mentioned the phone numbers yet. And before we go to our first break, why don't I do that? It's apparently people are finding the phone number on their own. 537-1350. If you do have questions or comments for Captain Kyle today, toll free 866-776-1350. Or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But again, we have Riley County Police Captain Josh Kyle with us today, almost the whole hour, at least up until about quarter to 10. We plan to have him in here, so be thinking of questions, and we'll go ahead and take that first break.